There's a new radio station in the Middle East. It's a joint Israeli-Palestinian venture that aims to change the way each side thinks about the other. All for Peace Radio has programming in Hebrew, Arabic, and English. It was launched last April. So far, the broadcasts are available only on the Internet, but the managers hope to change that soon. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Wedged between a car repair shop and the Israeli police headquarters in East Jerusalem, the All for Peace radio station broadcasts out of a converted basement apartment. On a recent morning, presenter Orly Noy has just finished taping her hour-long show for broadcast on the Internet. On today's show, there's an interview with Palestinian Cabinet Minister Kadura Farris, with liberal Israeli politician Uzi Baram, who recently left politics, and with two social activists, one Israeli and one Palestinian. Noy, who had no radio experience before she began work here, says Israelis know very little about Palestinians, although they have lived side by side for decades.
In between the terrorist and the victim, there's a whole society with cultural activity and economical activity and, you know, political inactivity, and, you know, just like we do. So this is really what I'm trying to do, to bring the whole picture of the Palestinian society to the Israelis, because I think it's very important for them to get to know the other side.
Noy says her own family has not been supportive of her work, telling her that Palestinians aren't interested in peace. The station's Palestinian co-director, Maisa Baransi Senora, says that's why the programs try to cover peace movements on both sides. Senora says the Palestinians are reevaluating the past 4 years of Israeli-Palestinian fighting. The violence, she says, has brought them no closer to their goal of an independent Palestinian state.
Nobody has lost this. Everybody still wants it. The question is how we do it. This is the whole question, is how do you do it? Do you still carry on with violence? But the fact is, we've been doing it for the last 4 years, and even years before that, but nothing has been achieved. We're just going backwards. We have not achieved anything.
All for Peace Radio is funded by the European Commission and the Japanese government. There are 12 employees, 7 Palestinians and 5 Israelis. Besides the daily hour-long programs in Hebrew and Arabic, there's all kinds of music. Shimon Malka, the Israeli co-director of the station, says they hope to begin FM broadcasts soon, if they can untangle the Israeli and Palestinian bureaucracies involved. Malka says the station's website recently crashed when it got 12,000 hits one day. Now it's been rebuilt and can withstand the traffic. Malka, a longtime peace activist, says both Israeli and Palestinian media have been used to encourage violence. He says All for Peace aims to change that.
The media is a strong, very strong tool to reach people and to create kind of a new space for people to raise their voices, to listen to alternative information, and this is what we're trying to produce here.
And like any good radio station, it's also about the music. In this case, by Israeli pop star Zohar Argov. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.